Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on June 19th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. We understand we'll have those results mid-July. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses in the city of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber, all one word, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm okay. I drank a lot of moonshine last night.
Oh. You know how you always say you can follow our adventures on Facebook? Last night we had a little bit of an adventure, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was awesome. First step in El Segundo for the first El Segundo Art Walk.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was great. And what was different about it was that instead of hopping from gallery to gallery,
right,
like many art walks, most art walks do, they arranged it. They have a lot of creative businesses,
right,
in El Segundo. So they arranged it. Holly Socrates Galleries put this together. She edited it up. And she organized it so that they placed artwork by different artists in these businesses, in these creative businesses.
Right.
Architecture firms, interior design firms, studios, photography studios, you know, all these different types of creative businesses. And you stopped, you could start anywhere you want. They all had the maps. They had a little postcard map of all, I think there were 25 businesses. And you could walk all over downtown El Segundo and see all this great art in these great buildings.
Including the old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine marketing office.
Yeah, with all that Tennessee moonshine. That was great.
Oh, boy, that really set the tone for the evening.
Yeah, but we saw some really great spaces. Smoky Hollow Studios.
Right.
Big Door Productions.
Right.
They got that Moto Art space down there. Yeah, it's very, very cool event. We had a lot of fun, and they're going to do it again in July and August.
Right. Thursday.
Third Thursday in July and August. So if you missed last night's event, you don't want to miss the upcoming.
Not at all, no. And then
we
went over to the SB Point VIP party. For White Light, White Night. Yes.
White Light, White Night kickoff event at the Point.
Right.
Right there at Rosecrans and Sepulveda Boulevard, the new Lifestyle Center.
Right.
Lifestyle Destination Center. I never know what to call them anymore. You're not allowed to say mall.
No.
So we went over there, and that was something, right?
It was great. What a great kickoff for White Light, White Night. What a great charity. walkwithsally.org.
Yeah, it was quite a night. I'm surprised we're both up this morning.
It was almost, Jackie, as if we had slept in a really comfortable hotel.
Yes.
And had experienced some hospitality.
Yes.
And hospitality is really what we're here to talk about today, and whether or not you should go or you should stay, because you can have a vacation or you can have a staycation.
Love the staycations.
Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Carrie Franklin from Four Points by Sheraton LAX and Andrea Murray from the Bellamar in Manhattan Beach. Andrea Murray began her hospitality career at her mom's small catering company at the age of 12. She has worked in several upscale and casual restaurants throughout San Francisco, including Palomino, XYZ, and McCormick and Coluto's, among others. Andrea launched her hotel career with W Hotels and was director of Whatever, Whenever at W San Diego. She went on to become the director of Welcome at W Silicon Valley and the outlet manager at W San Francisco. After 6 years with W Hotels, she moved on to a small family-run company, BPR Properties, out of the Bay Area, where she successfully launched Hotel Shattuck Plaza as assistant general manager, then went on to run the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto as general manager for 3 years. Andrea then managed the boutique hotel Paradox in Santa Cruz before joining Pacifica Hotels at the Bellamar in Manhattan Beach. Andrea loves to travel, is a PADI-certified scuba diver, practices yoga, and enjoys the beach, photography, hiking, and nature. Now, Carrie Franklin is the director of sales and marketing for Crescent Hotels and Resorts at the Four Points by Sheraton LAX. She is responsible for directing the efforts of a proactive sales and catering team by selecting, motivating, developing, and leading the team in order to achieve individual and hotel revenue goals. Prior to her current position, Carrie was director of sales for the DoubleTree by Hilton LAX in El Segundo and a sales manager for Embassy Suites. So as you mentioned, Joe, this morning we're going to be talking about taking a summer vacation or a staycation.
Right here
in the South Bay. So for those of us that live here, it would be staycation. But for maybe friends or family coming to visit us, it would be a vacation for them. So, Carrie, Andrea, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about hospitality, but I have to say, is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's Andrea. Thank you so much for asking,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you. Okay, so... This is the new norm for many, many people, not just here in the South Bay, but all throughout the country, not just because, well, gas prices aren't that high, historically speaking. It's not just about that. It's about making your vacation dollars go farther. People have realized all of a sudden, it seems, in a rush, that you can go not 100 miles or 1,000 miles, but you can go 10 miles and have a wonderful vacation. Can you talk a little bit about this trend? It does seem to be growing.
Well, I think that it's always good to get out of your kind of comfort zone of where you live and go and experience and just have a great time doing something a little bit different, but even as right in your own backyard. There's a lot of great stuff to discover that you can do. You can take rides on the beach, you can take some bikes and, you know, go and see stuff you hadn't seen before, you can hike. You know, there's definitely an upside to exploring kind of a new area and kind of getting to know that area and what the locals are doing there, the art that's there and available as well. Like you guys were talking about the art show earlier in El Segundo. What a great thing for, you know, a local person from just within a 20-mile radius to go and check out. You know, you might see some new art that you hadn't discovered before. Maybe you need something new for the house to spruce it up. And it just feels good to get out, relax, have a good time, check out a whole other neighborhood or area. It's so much fun to do.
Right, right. Exciting, Fran. And Carrie, how about, have you noticed this trend?
We have noticed the trend of more staycations. As a matter of fact, we even put something together to advertise staycations because we wanted to capture the local audience as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that nothing takes away from kind of going away, right? Those big mm-hmm. vacations and trips, those are something special you save for and take some time to think about, right?
Right.
But the staycations, you can kind of do at any time. And I'm a big believer that we still need to become tourists in our own backyard. I've lived in El Segundo my entire life, and I have to say that there are still things that surprise me about the community and the local area that I'm still discovering today. So the artwork, the art walk that you guys were part of last night, because I'm on a business trip now, was not able to participate in, but I can guarantee you I will be there the next time around. So these kinds of things are new for us in the community. So again, those staycations and things like that are an opportunity to really get into that and enjoy it and what's in your own backyard and save money, as you mentioned.
Right, right, absolutely. So I think, you know, the format that we want to cover is to give people sort of a sense of how to do it. We're talking about vacations in general, but I think we should focus on staycations because and how people can do this in the best way possible for the greatest savings, if that's really part of it, or perhaps the best experience. So let's start with you again, Andrea. I'm going to get this right. when do you start planning a staycation, or how do you plan a staycation?
Well, I think that it's important to kind of check out what you want to see a little bit, you know, so do a little online research and just kind of have an idea of where you want to go and what place you're really looking at staying. If you're more interested in something that includes breakfast, you know, then you can, you know, save a little money there.
What do you mean about breakfast?
So some hotels will include breakfast as part of their experience, or you can find rates that will have breakfast included. Because especially if you're, you know, if hotels are running a little bit lower occupancy, especially, you know, you're going to find that, you know, there's off-peak days that you can stay where you can find really great rates, especially like Sunday nights are a really slower night for us. So we have great rates available on Sunday nights. And then we also use a breakfast inclusive package to try and attract more stays from people. But it's not really that much more money than our standard rate. So you get a little bit more value or bang for your buck, or you can also sometimes find packages that hotels will run that, you know, they're really just trying to get you to the hotel. They want you to come in and stay. So they'll throw in a bottle of wine upon arrival or a bike tour for a couple hours or, you know, those kinds of things that the hotel amenities kind of offer, dining credit. You know, Las Vegas is huge on that. They just want to get you in there.
Right.
So that's really, I look for those kinds of value adds when I look at rates. And also sometimes I'll just give a ring to the hotel that I'm looking at mm-hmm. because sometimes they may not be fully occupied and their agents may actually be empowered to try and work you a better deal to attract you to come and stay. Now, if they're running full occupancy, they're gonna charge you full rate, you know, so you may not be able to get that deal. But I do recommend at least talking to the hotel to see if there's a better deal available to you that you're not aware of or that isn't posted online.
Right. And Carrie, do you have any secret tips for people that are looking for a great staycation that costs less?
I would take the approach of also doing it just like you would for those big planned out vacations. And the reason I say that is because I think there's a lot you can discover, as Andrea was mentioning, either online or also on the websites and things like that. AAA oftentimes they're really big on staycations, right, because people are driving into locations. So AAA oftentimes will have opportunities for better rates and packages and things like that at the hotels. I would also say advance purchase. If you go on any hotel's website, generally speaking, they have an advance purchase option where you can purchase in advance, as it says, but it's non-refundable. So if you know you are going to go at a certain day or certain weekend or certain time, you can certainly go on and do that, and you will save some money that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, it's wonderful to have both of you here because I think the two properties are at the opposite ends of the spectrum that I'm thinking of. I mean, the Four Points by Sheraton LAX, it's a large property, right, Carrie? I mean, how many rooms do you have?
Yes, indeed. It's 565 sleeping rooms with 15,000 square feet of meeting space. It is somewhat of an anomaly for our brand. Our brand normally does not have, we're normally a third of that size with a third of that meeting space. So we are somewhat of an anomaly. We're a select serve brand name with a full service operation. So
right.
We kind of have to make sure that our clients and travelers know this to make sure that they're aware of that. Anything that you can get in full serve, you can get in my hotel.
Right.
We tend to lend ourselves more towards the kind of hotel where people are going on a great vacation and they need to stay at LAX for a quick night, either on their way out or their return trip back.
Right. And Andrea, you have the Bellamar, which is mm-hmm. an amazing space. I have a lot of experience with the Bellamar. But how many beds do you have?
So we're 127 rooms. So we're right in the Tree neighborhood, so over here on Rosecrans and Sepulveda. So, and the hotel is kind of centered around our courtyard area, so the hotel kind of surrounds our little courtyard. So very intimate space, and, you know, when I first came and saw the hotel, I just fell in love with, you know, the layout and the idea that it was around this little Italianette courtyard, just super cute, and fell in love with it. And I like an intimate hotel. For me, less than 200 rooms is awesome. I get to know my guests.
Is the Bellamar, is it fall into the category of boutique hotel? I don't know exactly what the rules are for that.
Absolutely. I would definitely call us a boutique hotel in that, you know, we offer personalized service. We have valet service when you come into the hotel. We want to take your luggage up to the room. We want to help you get settled, and we're full service in that we offer in-room dining. We have a restaurant on site, and we have a great pool, and we also have great banquet space and event space as well. So,
second story.
There you go. Second story. Great restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, can you characterize the square footage of the meeting space that you have?
It's about 8,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, indoor and outdoor.
Okay, 8,000 square feet. Okay, indoor and outdoor. So we really are talking about a much smaller property than the Four Points, but of course, the prices aren't that different in terms of the times when the hotels are experiencing full occupancy and not, because I know for a fact that the Bellamar sometimes has great deals. Andrea, mm-hmm. why is that?
Well, we want to offer an affordable option. Pacifica, that's one of our core values, is that we have a great hotel experience at an affordable price. So that's something that goes along with our core values. So we really try and keep it affordable, and we want to fill the house. You know, your whole point is to have a full house. And so if you offer something that's a really great stay and an affordable option, and you also have to look at what the rest of your competitive market is selling at as well. So, you know, I can't keep up with the Shade. That's a little bit more expensive of a stay than we wouldn't go there. That's not
right.
how we operate. But, you know, it is, that's what we want. That's what we try to achieve, is a really nice stay for a guest and have a boutique feeling and great services throughout and a really great value.
Can you give us an idea of some of the great rates that I've heard? I don't want to even venture there, but can you give us some of the rates that I've heard of at the Bellamar that are, I really had to do a double take and say, really? That's incredible.
Right. So during high season, of course, things are going to be a little bit higher, but, you know, I'm going to run, you know, quite a few package specials, especially during off season. We experience, you know, a lower occupancy hotel probably in November and December.
Right.
We're kind of heading into high season right now. I have great rates also in January. But, you know, I mean, it really kind of depends on day of week, time of year. And, you know, really, I mean, on particular weekend, I'm a little bit higher. So, you know, the rates are about $239
mm-hmm.
For a standard rate. But there's also deeper discounts. So we generally do like a 15% off just to try and draw a deeper clientele in and give that value add. And then I've set rates as low as even recently as $179, you know, on the weekend. So there are some times where, you know, the rate is can be extremely valuable, especially with that 15% off, you know. So, and like I said, always contact the hotel too, because, you know, sometimes we just want to sell that next room and we will negotiate and try and get you taken care of.
Right, right. And Carrie, the 4 points by Sheridan LAX, so many great conventions and or like I guess these meetings where they advertise the meetings via direct mail and television and radio, and they have them there. You guys have had some big names there. And that's what I've known the 4 points for, is these big events.
Right. We absolutely have. We have the space. So we have a 6,000 square foot ballroom, so we have the space to accommodate a larger group in addition to all the breakout meetings that we have available. So, yes, it lends itself well to do the larger – I wouldn't say large in the big scope of things, because we're certainly not a convention property per se. However, we really fall in the space of medium meetings, which work really well for our hotel. And another thing that's pretty cool about that is – if I've got a medium-sized event at my hotel, I can guarantee you that everybody are all hands on deck for that group, because it's going to be all about them.
Right.
So I think that's a pretty cool selling feature. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a range of prices for the 4 points by Sheridan LAX, and give people an idea of what they could look forward to? And I guess we're going into the high season now.
We are already in the high season. We've been in the high season for ourselves since June. Summer is really crazy busy in our area. Plus, you've got these huge citywide conventions such as E3, Special Olympics coming up, et cetera. It causes compression for all the hotels. It just pushes it out from downtown into all the other local areas. So we do feel the compression from that. So we are indeed already in high season and have been since June. Mm-hmm. June, July, and August, typically for all the hotels in our area, do experience high compression. Bellamar's a little, they've got leisure, so they're focused on the leisure. People are out for summer, right? For us, a lot of it has to do with citywide compressions and, of course, vacations. People coming through, staying a night, as I mentioned earlier, and wanting to get out the next morning pretty early. So our rate ranges really do vary, as Andrea kind of alluded to. You can find some really great, depending on occupancy, really great rates. If we're on a weekend, we're talking maybe 119, 109, 119, all the way up to the 259, depending on what day it is and how occupied everything is. It's supply and demand,
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, this is exciting. I wanna get into some more of the amenities that the properties have, and just in general talk about the market for hospitality and how we're doing. Of course, South Bay is a premier destination now from all over the country, and we want to talk a little bit more about that with two experts in hospitality. This is great. We're talking about South Bay summer vacations and staycations. If you'd like to ask a question or you have a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have questions or comments about the hospitality industry, now's the time to call in. We'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0000. 0011.
We have talked with some other local hospitality businesses. Of course, we've had the Zislis Group and the Shade Hotel on a number of times over the several years. One of the things that I'd like to find out from both of you is about the travelers who don't want to talk to people. They just want to book their rooms online on their smartphone, walk in, get their rooms, and that kind of thing. We heard there were trends towards that. Andrea, let's start with you. Have you seen a rush of people wanting to book on their smartphones?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's at least 10% of, you know, your base of business now, and
wow,
that was never the case before. So I think it makes it easier for people to book. You know, it provides another location for them to go to get on-the-go pricing. And, you know, they may be sitting in an airport trying to figure out where they're going to stay, and they can figure out their stay while they're on their way to you, you know. So it's important to be accessible.
Now, how does that really work? Someone's in an airport, as you say, they're booking a room at the Bellamar, and then how does that work really? I mean, 10%, that's a huge number, really.
It can be up to that high. So
wow,
that's, yeah, so it's the huge, I mean, that's a really huge push towards being mobile. So it's really important to be on those sites and be visible where your competition is also visible. And, you know, because if you don't put yourself out there, then they're going to get the bookings, your competition is going to get the bookings, but maybe you're not. So it's really important to be where everybody else is.
Do the people at the front desk have to, like, stay glued to their computers to see new people coming in or something?
Everything is actually, you know, what we call interface at this point between what we call our central booking system or our GDS. So everything uploads through a GDS and a global distribution system,
mm-hmm,
and then transfers over directly to the PMS system or property management system. So the only thing that's still antiquated is, you know, there are a couple booking engines that you still receive faxes for,
mm-hmm,
you know, but most of the companies are upgrading and are going to a fully integrated platform.
Wow, wow. And Carrie, with 4 Points by Sheraton LAX, I'm sure you guys have, you know, IT teams devoted to these kinds of issues. Where would you put the percentage of people who want to book on their smartphone?
It's a great question. I don't have that statistic, but I will say this. Everybody is moving into that. It seems to be moving into following the trends of technology, because the reality is you've got Starwood, Hilton's, Marriott's working on these technologies where basically you can check in from your phone. You don't even have to go to see the front desk. Your key card access now is on your phone, where you can actually walk up just to your room. You put your smartphone in front of the key card pad, and it opens the door for you. So
right,
you actually can, the technology is there. It's just a matter of who kind of wants to go that. Let's go that route. Let's face it, we're still hospitality, right?
Right.
There's still, for the most part, I think that people at some point want touch points, especially, it depends on what they're traveling for, because if you're traveling for leisure, you really do want touch points. You want to talk to people, touch people, et cetera, have those conversations. Business travelers, I mean, these guys are road warriors. I mean, sometimes they really don't want to see you. They just want to get into their room and get to work, you know?
Right, right. Well, now we're talking, to expand on the technology a little bit, we're talking about NFC, that's near field communications, where your smartphone can communicate not only with credit card terminals by not touching them but being near them, but also with hotel doors can be near them, and near field communications, it's very similar to barcode technology, except it's wireless. And so that person isn't going to open the door in some nefarious way. They're already vetted. They have an account with, you know, linked to their credit card and so forth. So their identity is known, and they just sort of go to their room, and the door opens, and they get to work, or they have a night's sleep, and then they leave. And
that's one less thing you have to worry about putting in your purse before you leave a hotel room.
Right.
The key card. It's on your phone.
Right. Right. It's amazing how fast that technology, and of course, you may not be aware, but many people are aware that the major credit card companies, Discover, American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Europay, have all gotten together and have set a deadline of October 1st for major retailers and mom-and-pop retailers to move to these new key card or chip-based credit cards because of the reduced fraud. They're going to start, you know, sort of pushing that.
I just got my first one in the mail.
They're going to start pushing that burden on the small retailer and say, you know, if you don't have modern equipment and fraud is committed at your store, you're going to take the brunt of that, not us, Visa. And it's really the speed at which the changeover in the technology is happening is this for the credit card industry. It's like lightning when it takes 3 years. It's just because they change so slowly. But, you know, in 3 years, you will not see normal magnetic stripe-only credit cards. They'll be gone.
Yeah, I got my first one. I got my first one in the mail this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
It's something like 87% of transactions in Europe are with a chip-based credit card, debit card, and it's 1% in the United States.
Well, that's about to change.
And it's all going to change. In the next 3 years, it's insane. So we'd love to talk about some other aspects of the hospitality industry that I don't even know.
I have a question. I have a question. I don't know if it was Carrie or Andrea that mentioned. I think they both mentioned that right now is the high season, and somebody mentioned that November, December is slower.
Hmm.
I would think that November and December with the holidays. And people traveling, I would think that November and December would be a really busy time of year for hotels. Can anybody explain that to me?
Sure, I can try and get that for you, Jackie. So where we are, you know, in this area, in the South Bay area, there's a big consistent push for corporate stay. And there's, in El Segundo, there's like, I don't know, help me out here, Jerry. I think there's something like 50 Fortune 500 companies or something like that
El
Segundo.
Like, it's like 500. It's like 500, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So it's nuts because you have all this influx of corporate business that travels into the area. There's tons of hotels in the LAX market, right? So we're kind of on the cusp of that. We're in Manhattan Beach, so, you know, we're a little bit further away from it. Carrie's in the heart of it, where she is at the Four Points. You know, so we get our fair share of business from that. And I would say, you know, when I talk about high season, we're talking about occupancies in 90% occupancy months. So, you know, that is very high in terms of industry standard. But LA is also one of the top in the country, really, for occupancy. So, and I don't know all of those numbers off the top of my head, but it's a very strong market in general because of the amount of business that goes on just in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some great companies just in our backyard, you know, so it's great for us. But then those folks kind of go away, you know, for their holidays. They want to go to Cancun. They want to go to Hawaii. They're going to go to other places. They're going to spend time with their family, right? So that's why we say it's a little bit slower, because we see the pace kind of, it's not as warp speed as during the summertime where we see, you know, a really big push for transient here in Manhattan Beach area, or even, you know, corporate days in October just really kind of shoots through the roof. You know, so those kinds of months. So that's why I say those are slower months. They're still busy months, don't get me wrong, for industry standards. But for this area, they just tend to be what we would call a slower month. Does that make sense?
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
Going from 95% occupancy to like 75%.
Well, like 90-ish, low 90s to like 80-ish. Yeah, so.
No, they're still busy. It's just not the corporate busy.
And not crazy busy.
Is gone, right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
your corporate
sure
business
crazy.
Kind of goes away.
Oh, I'm sure it's crazy. The holidays are always crazy. Yeah.
Well, we do a lot of events during the holidays. I'm sure Carrie does too. You know, you do have a lot of corporate, you know, people who want to do a holiday event for, you know, their staff. So that's what really picks up for us, is catering gets really crazy. And, you know, the rooms are still busy, but not as busy as it is during peak.
Right.
And then, Carrie, you being at, near the airport, you probably don't have a slow season, right?
No, actually, we do. It's actually very similar to Andrea because we do get a lot of the business. We have a lot of transient travelers as well. We do have those leisures that come through. Again, they're staying that one night before or after their vacation normally. But we also have a huge base of transient that go home. They go home and go other places for their holidays. So we experience the same trends that Andrea is seeing in the El Segundo area, Manhattan Beach area. So it is pretty typical for all of us to be slower for the fourth quarter / first quarter, busier second and third quarters.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie, can you tell us, are there other trends in hospitality that you're tracking that we, you know, the general public kind of hears about, if not the rise of mobile check-in and check-out? We've also heard about these, Airbnb, people basically opening
yeah.
their homes and
right.
providing pseudo hospitality, if you will, because it's not professional. Do you see that as a trend?
Airbnb is definitely, that is a huge hot topic right now in our space. However, if you think of the companies that we work with, safety and security is paramount, okay? I mean, you can't have your Chevron travelers using Airbnb. You can't have your Northrop Grumman's using Airbnb. Come on, let's face it. These are the ones that are in our marketplace that are staying with us, that are, basically making up the bulk of our transient business. Or they're high security companies. They cannot afford to have their employees be staying at somebody's random house. I know they say they've been vetted, et cetera, but the reality is that how secure is that, you know? So it is a hot topic. It is a huge topic. However, I just can't see it going that way from the standpoint of safety security anytime soon.
Okay. And Andrea, I guess it's the same with you.
Well, here's the thing. Travelers want some choices, right? So, you know, it is kind of fun to go and stay kind of more like a local and have an apartment type of experience, and you have a kitchen or those kinds of things. But at the same time, you also have to think about how does that impact a community? And, you know, I understand that a homeowner wants to rent out a room and get a return on their investment, right? I don't have a personal issue with it, but what I do look at is how does this affect the tax structure of that particular community? Because right now, there's no regulation on any taxes to be paid in. Carrie and myself, we both have to make sure that our businesses collect a tax that's a TOT tax that goes over into the accounts for the communities that we're in. And, you know, that's a benefit to the community that we do our business in.
Right.
And, and it's something that we should pay into. And sometimes these Airbnbs, they don't have to. They're not required to collect that tax. I also have to have an extreme amount of oversight as a business. I have a business license. I have to have inspections. I have fire safety programs here in the hotel. I have to be currently compliant with all of those safety standards, kind of what Carrie touched on, you know, and there's, you know, a significant amount of focus that we place on hotel safety and security, as well as making sure that we're a responsible business. When you're dealing with, you know, somebody who's a homeowner, they may not have those security standards in place. And maybe they do. You know, maybe they've done their due diligence on that. But no one checks it, you know, but I have to be regulated. So I kind of feel like, you know, if you're going to run something like that, I think that there should be some sort of oversight on it, and I do think there should be taxation on it, just like any business. But, you know, it also could be a threat to hotels as well, you know. So anything that's a threat to my business is going to take market share. I'm always going to say, hey, wait a minute, how do they get to get into this too,
right?
You know, and they should have to have the same responsibility measures in place that other businesses have. But that's my personal opinion on it, so...
Well, Jackie and I have often said, there's no tax that cities love more than the transient occupancy tax.
All important TOT. All important.
Absolutely.
TOT.
And as I understand it, is it 10%? It's almost 10%.
It varies. Mm-hmm. It varies from city to city.
But it is mm-hmm. significant, and many, many cities are very, very thankful and look forward to that because it goes directly to the city. It does not go through the state as sales taxes and other kinds of taxes that benefit cities, property taxes and so forth. They all go through the state and then come back to the city, but the TOT goes directly to the city.
And right. I just want to say one more thing. Okay, because my husband and I have done staycations here in the South Bay.
Mm.
You know, we've gone as far as downtown and done staycations in the West Side. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. But when I'm staying in a hotel, and by the way, I love hotels. All right, I'm a hotel fiend. I love hotels. I love staying in hotels. I know some people get all out of shape, you know, when they have to live, you know, take a suitcase or pack a bag and stuff. But I love staying in hotels. If I'm staying in a hotel, I want room service. If I'm going to stay someplace, I want room service. I want breakfast in bed that morning. So you're never going to find me staying at an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's safe to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Jackie. We appreciate that. We want to serve you breakfast in bed.
that should be,
exactly.
That is so important to me. I'm sorry. I'm staying in a hotel. I'm on vacation. I need my breakfast. I do not... If I'm cooking, it's not a vacation, all right?
Right, right.
So that brings up the point, okay, we've talked about, the trends. Well, I'm sorry?
We have to do a commercial.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're going to do a commercial.
All right, okay. The Manhattan Beach, this segment, which is supposed to be the Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar, if somebody calls in, is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Kosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail in the upstairs bar overlooking the Pacific. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured beach city's tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at thestrandhousemb.com, all spelled out. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
All right. Well, we've talked about a lot of different things in the hospitality industry and about the market here in the South Bay. What are some of the future trends? Let's go the other direction. What are some of the future trends that you believe that hospitality organizations will be offering to their guests that perhaps they don't offer now or that they offer in limited locations now? Carrie, are there things that you guys are planning that we're looking forward to?
Well, we already include a Wi-Fi and our room rates, but that is just a huge expectation from the transient, the business travelers nowadays. There are still hotels and chains that don't include the complimentary Wi-Fi, and that really is going to be a moot point at some point in the near future. Everybody, you've got your preschoolers are on phones now practically. So everybody needs to have that connectivity when they're traveling, whether it's be for leisure or for business.
Right.
I think the bandwidth is a huge topic of conversation because now everybody has three and four things, devices that they need to have streaming and connected, et cetera, and that's per room. So definitely Wi-Fi is kind of a huge thing that we are talking about for the future. Again, it's included already, but at a certain level. I think that hotels are going to be faced with the fact of having to really increase those levels pretty tremendously. And I think that what the end user doesn't realize is that it is very costly for hotels. It is very costly.
Mm.
So I just think that that's something it is a trend for the future. It's kind of somewhat we're already in the process, headed that direction. I think it's just going to be much more cast far and wide and deep with everybody, basically. So,
wow, connectivity. Yeah. That's,
you know,
that's
so, you know something, Joe? I just went through this. Remember I switched from one cable company to Fios?
Right.
And, you know, you're on the phone with them and you're ordering, and they start asking you about how many devices you have that are going to be using your what is it, the router or whatever it is. Anyway, 18 devices.
In your home?
In my home. 18 devices,
Wow.
Now, granted, when people are traveling, they're not going to bring all those devices with them. But, yeah, people have a lot of
devices. Yeah, they're not. But now you've got, say you've got four people in the room. Now everybody's got a smartphone, right? And everybody's always got the iPad with you, and then dad or mom has their laptop, too. So really, truly, from one room perspective, you can be looking at 5, 6, 7 different devices.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
interesting. That's interesting. And Andrea, is it the same or is it different at the Bellamar? I mean, people want connectivity, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, business travelers don't want to have to mess around with, you know, bandwidth issues or being dropped off the network or, you know, having to log back in and they're in the middle of, you know, trying to figure out their quarterly projections, you know. So it's, and if you interrupt that, you know, it's a problem. So you have to make sure that you have really great connectivity. I think, you know, technology is really where, you know, like Carrie had mentioned earlier with the keyless check-in kind of things, those are, you know, the bigger brands are definitely looking at doing those kinds of things. We as a boutique hotel, we just want to give great service and whatever it takes to provide great service. So we're not necessarily about all the bells and whistles. We're really more about having a great experience for our guests and having that personal touch point. So that to me is really important in my hotel. So I don't see us necessarily going to those kiosk style check-ins or anything like that. But in larger hotels, and especially in Vegas hotels, you know, they've already kind of done those kind of kiosks, and you can go right up and you just put your name in and there you go, you're in. And there are some hotels that are now doing like a wristband, so you don't have to get a key, you get a wristband, and then, you know, there's that technology, so you don't have a key. There's also what, and I think Starwood has played with this a little bit, is room service. You can order room service from your television through their TV programming. So from your remote control, you can sit in bed and start ordering your in-room dining order. So there's lots of new things that will be coming out, I think, as technology improves. And, you know, it'll be the bigger brands probably that do it first, just to integrate it and to get it up and running and to adopt those kinds of measures, because they will put it through a full Six Sigma test and, you know, see how it works and the best way that it works. So, and they have test hotels. Like when I worked for Starwood, if you were a test hotel, you know, then you would get the technology and you would use it and then report back on issues or user concerns or anything that came up. So there are a lot of hotels that are trying to incorporate new and better and bigger ways of doing things.
Wow. Wow, that is that's a lot. There's a part of the hospitality industry that's very, very old and doesn't change because it's been like that since forever, right? The great traditions of the great hotels of the world. And then there are parts of the hospitality industry that do change with not only technology, but just sort of trends, cultural trends. Is there anything that we
I wanted to mention something.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Now, I can't speak for the Sheraton LAX, but I am familiar with the Bellamar. I've been there several times. They have a lot of special events. Mm-hmm. You know, happy hour as well. You know, I mean, those are things, you know, once you get past the business traveler and the technology and stuff, little things like that can make a big difference. And I know that the Bellamar has a great little happy hour. And as I said, they also do special events in their courtyard. I was there recently for, I'm trying to remember.
Coordinating council or the coordinating council?
No. It wasn't a formal group. It was a fiesta. What was that? Anyway, it was very enjoyable. They had a bunch of food stations and a bar and music and stuff. And that stuff, I think, is really important. Where, okay, say you are a business traveler and you're done for the day or the week or whatever, and you go to your room and you don't necessarily just want to sit in your room by yourself. I mean, you can always go down to the, you know, lounge or bar or whatever, but that when they have these special little other extra things, I think those are nice. And as I said, I know the Bellamar does it. Carrie, what about the Sheraton?
Sure. So the Four Points by Sheraton has what we call Best Brews and Barbecue. We are known for Brewster's is our lounge and grill inside the hotel, one of two full-serve restaurants that we have. And we have over 100 beers that are available, both craft beers, tap, bottle beers, available on a daily basis. So what we try to do is promote our Best Brews and Barbecue. So on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30, we do have invite all of our guests to come and see us in the lounge lobby area. Right now it's at the poolside patio, which is seasonal for us. So we have them come down, taste, do some sampling of a couple food items that our executive chef has prepared, as well as beer tasting. So it's a lot of fun. It gets them out of their room. It gets them to kind of mix and mingle with some other folks that are there. And we do special things for, you know, maybe Father's Day. We've got a great, like, hot dog we're doing with a choice of a complimentary best brew that we're offering for Dad for Father's Day. So we certainly do holiday-ish themes, but we also have it Best Brews and Barbecue every Wednesday year-round, which is a lot of fun for our clientele.
This is special. That is special. That's kind of what I was thinking of, absolutely, is what are the hospitality industry doing to sort of innovate, because their business, there's a very strong business model for them to continue on just like they are, and they don't have to change, but they're, you know, other views might say, well, they should change because then they can attract other kinds of business and serve other functions in the community, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think, Jackie, maybe what you attended with the Bellamar, we do an art show that's quarterly, and we actually partner with Twisted Fist, and that's Bo Robinson's, you know, he's a local who's an artist, and we have the Lucky Ones come and play, and we do, like, a complimentary wine tasting for the first hour, and it's really just to get people into the hotel, so, because really you want exposure in your local market, and it's fun. It's a fun thing to do for the community, and
it's a neighborhood amenity. That's how I consider it. That, you know, I consider it a community amenity. Your hotel is not just for out-of-town guests. Your hotel is also for locals.
Absolutely. And we want the locals to come and enjoy the hotel and the space and dine in the restaurant and come and enjoy the courtyard. And, you know, that's absolutely what we want. So it's, we want to be here for everybody. We have a great public space and, you know, we want people to come and enjoy themselves and hang out and, you know, bring people over. And that way it's also something that's close for them too and not far away. And we offer valet parking so you don't have to, you know, figure out the whole parking situation either. You know, but really I think it's about serving your community and figuring out in your community what they want too. And I think that's always a tricky part of it is, you know, what would the local community like to see? And so I think that's always kind of, okay, how do we do this? And how often do you offer it? And that it's still exciting and fun? Because if you do it every Friday, is it really exciting and fun? You know,
right,
so.
Right, right. I agree. I agree with that. Yes.
I'd have to say for our hotel, it's a little different because Bellamar sits in a neighborhood. We're not sitting in a neighborhood. We're at the LAX corridor. So for us, it's a little bit different. But we do still work. Definitely, we're involved with four different chambers locally. So Inglewood, LAX Coastal, Manhattan Beach, El Segundo. We definitely work closely with them on things like that so that we can also kind of get that exposure, if you will. Because even though I'm not in a neighborhood per se, I am only truly 5 to 8 minutes away from multiple neighborhoods, you know what I mean? So they might, you know, they might also be looking for something a little different or unique to do.
Right. Yeah, and not only that, but you get the locals coming in for whatever reason, and then when they have people coming into town and they need a place for them to stay at, boom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This is exciting, and I think I missed that last Lucky Ones concert. I want to go to the next one.
Well, we put it up on our Facebook, and you can like our page, and you will get updates automatically. And certainly, if anybody wants to be added to our email list, you can just call the hotel, let us know. Our sales department will add you, and you'll get an invite.
All right,
Joe. I have that information posted on my website. Their PR person, their marketing person, sends me whenever they have those art shows.
Okay.
I post them. So
awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
you gotta
Jackie.
You got to get out more, Joe.
I got to get out more.
I got Joe out last night. That was so exciting.
Well, that moonshine affected him, though. So
yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah, no, everybody thinks he's a phantom. You know, they're like, oh.
He never
knows
how.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great group of hospitality companies we do have in the South Bay. Four Points Sheraton by LAX and the Bellamar are two premier hospitality organizations. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, when we think about some of the big properties near LAX, the Four Points by Sheraton LAX is one of the key ones. We're really thankful for you to join us, and Andrea, the Bellamar is just unique among, you know, most all of the hospitality properties in the South Bay. I think the Bellamar is truly unique, and that's saying something.
Well, that's what we try for, and that's what we're striving for. We want to be a unique experience to our travelers. So it's not just a normal standard box, you know. It's a little bit different. So
right,
that's what's fun about it.
So
let's get contact information and
right.
for our guests. Yes.
Carrie, would you start off, please, with the Four Points by Sheraton LAX contact information and any other special events that are coming up?
Sure. The hotel direct line is 310-645-4600. So 310-645-4600. We're at 9750 Airport Boulevard off of Century Boulevard. Yeah, feel free to reach out to us at any time. We're here. In terms of events, again, I say Best Brews and Barbecues on Wednesday. Technically, it's, you know, it's for our guests in the hotel, but the reality is we don't turn anybody down. So mm-hmm. if somebody wanted to come and join our Best Brews and Barbecue, guess what? You're more than welcome to do so. So Wednesday is from 5:30 to 6:30.
Wow. Yeah.
We also have a great poolside patio that's available with a poolside bar right now. So you do have to be a guest to really partake in the poolside atmosphere. But, again, the Best Brews and Barbecues, it's open. It's in the Brewster's Bar and Grill. So
okay.
you check us out.
Wonderful. And, Andrea, what are some of obviously contact information, but what are some of the events coming up at the Bellamar?
Well, I don't have anything necessarily scheduled out right now, but we are offering our happy hour, which is Monday through Friday, and that's 4 to 7 in the bar. Also, if you do a Yelp check-in, we offer a complimentary glass of wine. On Fridays from about 4 to 5 o'clock, I'll do a complimentary wine tasting actually in the lobby and talking to guests. And so if you want to drop by and have a glass of wine with me, feel free to do that. Mm-hmm. The hotel, we do our art show. That is a quarterly event that we do. We just had the last one, so we haven't even started planning on the next one. Hopefully, we can get that started up soon. But we got to get through summer here first, so we'll probably set it up for September. I would like to hope that we can achieve that. So we'll certainly let you know. And, you know, you can always check our Facebook page for any upcoming events as well that we have. We post everything up there also. But yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
And what is the phone number for the Bellamar?
So our phone number, our direct line is 310-750-0300. My direct line, if anybody needs to get in touch with me, is 310-750-0302. And we also have our website. You can find information there on the Bellamar. If you go to www.pacificahotels.com/thebellamar, then you can find our hotel website and certainly check out catering menus or venue spaces, photographs, all of that kind of stuff as well. So we're located at 3501 Sepulveda Boulevard, and cross street is Rosecrans in Manhattan Beach.
Now, we didn't really get into that. The Pacifica Hotels.
Yes.
What are some of the other
They just opened the new Redondo Beach Hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. And
it's beautiful.
They bought the Hermosa Hotel.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And then MDR just launched also, so Marina Del Rey Hotel, which is over in MDR right there. And that was like a $30 million upgrade that they did on that particular hotel. We just got Hermosa, and also Redondo we just redid also. So a lot of hotels. We've got about 30 hotels in the portfolio, and really specializing in coastal communities. And so San Luis, there's a few there, Pismo, San Diego, L.A. So that's where we are really concentrated right now.
Wow. Well, it's been a wonderful hour. Thank you so much, Kerry Franklin from the Four Points by Sheraton LAX. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Andrea from the Bellamar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great day. I hope you recover from the moonshine.
Okay, great. Thank you. And as always, thank you, Jackie.
As always, you're welcome, Joe.
All right, we'll see you again. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Tuesday. Bye-bye now.